Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I've got an interesting letter to go over. It has to do with domestic violence here in Thailand. I'm not going to say the guy's name or any of the specifics, but he writes to me, I'm a 45-year-old guy who lives in the U.S. I've been watching your YouTube videos for a few months. I'm planning to come to Thailand late this year or early next year. I found your videos entertaining and informative, so thanks for doing what you do. I appreciate your no-nonsense approach, so I'll understand if you don't want to answer this, but it's rather urgent. Okay. I met a Thai girl online, and we became close. We've been chatting quite a bit over the past few months, every day, in fact. A couple of nights ago, while I was talking with her via video, a man surprised her in her apartment and grabbed her phone. It seemed like he snuck in or broke in. I couldn't see what happened, but it seemed bad. Later, I got a call from her phone and saw an unknown Thai man who flipped me off. Later in the day, I called back and the guy answered again. I could see he was holding her there and tormenting her. She was crying on the bed and he was smiling and pushing her face down. When I asked who it was, she said, under pressure from him, I think, that it was her boyfriend. I suspected she had an ex, but she hadn't explained the situation to me yet. Anyway, having watched many of your videos, I can imagine what your thoughts might be at this point, but I need advice about what happened next and what's happened now. First, he sent me a photo of him and a bunch of photos of them together and a photo of his gun and bullets. Not too surprising for a pissed off Thai boyfriend, I imagine. I was imagining that he might be part of the Thai mafia or criminal underground, but I don't know for sure. Then yesterday, October 10th, your time, she sent me a message on Skype saying, help me. It turns out he's keeping her locked in her townhouse and has hidden the key. When I asked if he had raped or tortured her, she said that he had cut her with a knife on her chest and her arm. She also said, he will kill me. At that point, I tried calling the Thai police, but I couldn't because I didn't have international calling on my phone. So I found the police email and drafted a detailed letter, also translated into Thai, explaining the situation and including photos, hoping that someone might go and rescue her. But when I told her my plan by Skype last night, she told me not to call the police. She said she might try to escape herself. Now it's the third day and I'm not sure what to do. My questions are for you are, how is this type of domestic violence viewed in Thai culture and in Bangkok? If I contacted the police, would they be sympathetic or scornful of the situation? Is there a rescue organization for battered women? I'm also wondering, do you think the police would charge him with assault or anything due to him cutting her with his knife? My concern is that if I contact the police, he may become angry again and actually shoot her with a gun or stab her more seriously. Or maybe they'll come, go away, and then he'll attack and torment her again later. Either way, she has to return to her townhouse because her sister and niece live nearby, and she cares for her niece sometimes. She also runs a shop out of the house. So my point is that even if he leaves, he can always come back to threaten her. Ultimately, she wants to get away from him permanently, and I want to help her somehow. Any thoughts on the situation? I fully understand you're busy and you have your own issues to attend to, so I'll understand if you don't have time to answer or don't want to. Any feedback you can offer would be appreciated, however. I appreciate your perspective and knowledge of Thai culture. Thank you. This is a difficult situation because, first of all, this is one reason why you don't really get emotionally involved with some girl that you just met on the internet, because you don't really know what the truth is. It's hard enough to know what the truth is when you're living in the same country or in the same city. That's difficult enough. But when you are dealing with somebody online that you met online and you have never met them in person and you're not sitting with them, you don't see how they're speaking with other people, you don't know what their true situation is because you don't see them day to day. It's like if you know they're going to school from 8 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon, then you see her at 1 o'clock.
And she's got her uniform on, and she's got her books, and she's studying. And then you probably know that she is indeed a student, and she's going to school. And then afterwards, you guys are spending time together. You kind of have a – you can kind of gauge what she's doing, and you have a better chance of feeling out what her situation in life is. But if you're online, it's extremely difficult to do this. And this is why – for me, it's just a huge waste of time. Because you could be finding somebody there in your neighborhood. You could be traveling and maybe meeting somebody that, you know, you might hook up with for temporarily or make a long-term friendship or whatever. I mean, you know, I think a little bit is – there's a little bit too much weight put on finding someone and getting involved. And this is coming from someone who, when I was younger, I used to say to my friends, oh, I'd love to have a girlfriend and feel comfortable enough to have them, you know, have their – underwear hanging up in the bathroom, and you know, we're comfortable with each other, we're best friends, we laugh and joke together and all this stuff, and you know, now, while I mean, I have that with my wife, it's not exactly what I would think of as the most important thing in life. So especially if it's coming from someone online. Now, this is what I wrote back to him. I'm all for helping you to help her be safe, but you really have no way of doing this. You haven't met her in person. You have no idea what she's told you about what she's told you and what's going on with her life with this guy. Is she worth all this trouble? Seriously. Thai guys, a lot of them, they like to be wannabe gangsters. They act like they are, but the truth is they're not. Some are actually willing to use a gun. Some are not. Some just can't handle their woman being with someone else, and they go berserk. But this is kind of standard in around the world. There are people that just they can't handle their woman or their ex girlfriend or ex wife or whatever, somebody they're dating, being with somebody else, and it just drives them nuts, and then they end up doing something stupid and harmful. Most, in my opinion, simply can't handle their woman being with someone else. That's true. He might kill her, definitely, but then again, she might be telling him she loves him and you are nothing to her, just a friend to talk to. You don't know this, and this is the first big problem. You know, the thing is that if he apparently had her address, so while the police could help, unless it's a life-threatening situation, and in this case you cannot be positive that it is, the chance of them helping is very slim, because they view it as this is a domestic violence incident, and let them work it out, because they know from experience, maybe even more so than say in the United States, that if a man and woman get into a fight at 7 in the evening, by 10 o'clock at night, they're in bed together professing their love for one another and saying how sorry they are. They got makeup sex. How is this type of domestic violence viewed in Thai culture and in Bangkok? It's like domestic violence in many places. It happens, but people don't usually talk about it. The majority of people usually just say let them work it out themselves. His next question, if I contacted the police, would they be sympathetic or scornful of the situation? Well, first, most wouldn't understand him because he doesn't speak Thai. Second, I doubt that they would investigate this situation, because it's a matter between husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. And often they call boyfriend and girlfriend husband and wife anyway, so they won't get involved. Now, with regards to the rescue organization for battered women, I have no idea. I'm sure you could find that out online, but I don't know. I've never heard of any. There probably is, but not that I know of. Do you think the police would charge him with assault or anything due to him cutting her with his knife? Well, first of all, she didn't even want the police involved for whatever reason, whether she's being honest and she's scared or whatever it is. So I doubt that she would press charges. And also, if he can deny that he did it and there's no proof that he's the person who cut her, I don't think anything would happen. In my opinion, I would run, because you've got all this drama right from the start. And while I can appreciate you worrying about her as a human being, that maybe she's going to be hurt, the chances are she's going to be fine. But this is one of this kind of situations that makes me against meeting women online. You're getting involved with someone that you don't know about. And my wife's opinion is the same, because I talked to her about this. The guy might be her husband, boyfriend, or, you know, a fuck buddy or whatever. She's not really happy. She's looking for something better. And he found out, he gets pissed, goes nuts. And she's basically just looking at this guy as a way out. It's not necessarily that she's so attracted to him and so in love with him. The guy has talked to her for months, but she can say anything she wants because you're not there. You don't know what's going on in her life other than the time you are talking to her on the internet or on the phone or whatever. More than likely, and this is the case in most new relationships, you both are telling each other what you want them to know and leaving out anything negative. And if I was this guy, I'd just move on. I mean, seriously, it sounds callous, but, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to whisk her away and fly her back to America and save her life and everything's going to be, you know, hunky-dory? I don't think so. In a sense, by you being involved, by this guy being involved, he is part of the cycle. And, you know, I've had other people contact me about this kind of stuff. I had a guy once on one of the expat webs forums, rather, and he wrote me back and forth a little while, told me how in love he was, and I said, oh, you're in love. Oh, so you've been to Thailand. Oh, wow, what's your girl? Where's she from? No, I've never been to Thailand, but me and my girl, we've been talking for a year. I'm in love. And, you know, the thing is that when you're not online with her, if you think that these girls are so sweet and innocent that they might not be doing anything in the time that you're not talking to them, you're out of your mind. Because, first of all, they're human beings. It doesn't make them a bad person that they are, you know, on the line with you. And then in their free time, they're trying to hook up with somebody else that is actually here. Because in their mind, you may never pan out. Your situation may never work. You may be bullshitting, or you might have a wife. You might not have enough money to come over here. There may be absolutely no future. It's a long shot to them. And then if somebody is here, that's not as much of a long shot. So, you know, you don't know what they're doing. And if you think that they are not going to mess around and do, first of all, women are just like men. They need affection. They need love. They need sex. They need to get laid. And, you know, they want to have their fun sometimes. And they don't want to just go to work every day and come home and do nothing. It's monotonous and it's tough sometimes. And for a girl who's in an unhappy relationship, it's even harder. So I don't really see anything coming from you doing something. He wrote me back the following day and he said that she says she's not married. The guy's just her boyfriend. But he's insanely jealous and pissed off. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Just because he has a gun doesn't mean that you should be scared and just say, oh, well, I'm not going to do anything. Because, you know, the thing is that if you give in to that kind of pressure, then, first of all, to me, that makes you a bit of a pussy. And second of all, you're cowering because someone has a gun. Now, I understand if, you know, you're in a war zone, that's a little different. But just because some guy goes, I got a gun, I'll shoot you. Okay, well, you know, it does, you know, there are laws. And they are in place for a reason. So if he shoots you, yeah, you might be dead, and that's not a good thing. So you better weigh out the relationship, the positives and the negatives. But, you know, I mean, you can't cave in and just say, well, somebody's threatening me. I better not do anything, and I'm scared. And so he also said, yes, I do remember your warnings to not meet women online. Okay, obviously he didn't listen. But I had wait a minute. But I had already met this girl a couple months prior to discovering you on YouTube. Okay. I mean, so I can't say he didn't listen. We stayed in touch, and despite my skepticism about online dating, I feel like I know her quite well. I know, that's what they all say. Ha ha. Well, that's true. That is what they all say. You can never know everything about the person you're with. And they'll never know everything about you, but you don't have to know everything. All you got to know is they want to be with you. They're being loyal. They're being faithful. They're being honest. And, you know, they give a shit about you for the right reasons. And I guess that's probably enough. Let's see. They always tell us the positives and leave out the negatives, but guys do the same things. Yes, definitely. I'm going to wait to see what happens. Maybe he'll cool down and go away on his own. Anyway, thank you both to you and your wife for your opinions. I'm looking forward to seeing more of your videos in the future. Now, I have to say that, you know, he does seem like a pretty stable guy. He doesn't seem like he's going to do anything crazy, like fly over there and try to save her and do something like that. It's just a difficult situation that he's in, and it happens because, you know, he, like many people, he went online and he thought he found a girl that was cool and everything was great, and now he's in the middle of a little predicament. But so it's not really his fault per se. I mean, you know, you can't, things happen, you know, like my kids say, poop happens. But I haven't heard back from him, and this has been, about 2 weeks. And I'm sure that when this video goes online, or this podcast goes online, and he does eventually hear it, he may write me back. But, you know, in my own opinion, you stay out of domestic violence situations. You don't get involved. What I was going to say before is some guy wrote me about, you know, this girl that he fell in love with online, all this stuff, and he'd been with her for a year. And then what happened was he didn't hear from her for like 3 days. And finally, he got a hold of her, and she said something about somebody wanting her ex-boyfriend wanting to attack her and that kind of thing. And then he asked me to call her and make sure that she was all right because he hadn't heard from her a few days after his last conversation with her. And I said, no, I'm not going to call her up. I'm not getting involved. You know, it's like, what kind of balls does somebody have? The guy don't even know me, but yet he thinks he knows me. And then he's asking me, can I call up his girl that he's never even met in person? They've never even had sex. They're not even, the only thing they have is an online relationship, which in some cases may be strong, but in most cases, I think they're not. They're nowhere near as strong as the man seems to think that they are, okay? So here this guy is asking me to get involved and call this girl up. Now, once I call, my number is on her phone. Now, her boyfriend finds out my number, pesters the shit out of me, maybe finds out, you know, who I am, and the next thing you know, I'm in a predicament. So for me, it's like, you know what? What are you, fucking crazy? I told the guy, no, I'm not going to do it. He got angry with me, told me I was a dick, and I was this, and I was that. 2 weeks later, I get a message back from him telling me that he's sorry, he wrote all the things he did, he understands, but he was upset, and, you know, and it's like, yeah, okay, whatever, buddy. You know, this is the thing. If you're going to get involved, you better keep your head about you. And I'm older now, and I know that it's easier once you get older. At least it's been easier for me. But I have to say that when you're a young man, it pays for you to not care too much. You know, don't make the woman your whole life. And I'll tell you something. I read a little excerpt from a book that a girl named Britt Eklund, I think she's Swedish, and she's an actress, and she's older now. But many years ago, she was involved with Rod Stewart. And there was something that she wrote that has stayed with me all these years. And she said, you know, when I was with him, I gave everything to him. I gave myself. I was just completely into him. I did anything he wanted. I would give up any situation that I had to deal with. If I had to go with him instead, I would go with him. I would do whatever he wanted. I put him first. I lost myself. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how in love you are. You have to keep your sense of self, and you have to remember that you have a life. And there, while there is you as a couple, there is you, there is the other person, and each of you have your own lives, your own goals, and then you have your life together and your own goals and dreams together. So I think that's very important, and I think that a lot of guys forget this, and I think they would do well to remember. Like I said, I know in this case it's a difficult situation, but really, you have to be very, very careful. And in most cases, I think there's that daily truck that goes by. A lot of noise pollution in Thailand. That is one thing I can't stand, is the noise pollution. Yesterday, I'm sitting having a coffee at Starbucks, and I'm watching something on my computer. I got my headphones on. I'm watching something on my laptop. I got my headphones on. And all of a sudden, I hear this really, really loud speaker. Some girl in the grocery store that's right next to Starbucks is screaming at people to come in and to buy this, buy that. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. It's like nobody wants to fucking hear you. If we want to buy it, we'll buy it. I mean, you know, at least keep it to the point where it's not so loud where you, you know, it's pollution. It is noise pollution. And this truck that goes by every day, it bugs the shit out of me because there's actually two of them. Every day they go by and I always seem to be home and it bugs me. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I think you got to be very, very careful, and especially don't let yourself get too head over heels in love with some girl online, because if you do, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. I think you keep your expectations in check and you'll be a lot better off. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D, let jerk in mind.